Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
Mahoney, everyone is out there looking for love in their own way. We were just talking about sugar daddies a few minutes ago and how, you know, some sugar daddies, they don't even want anything sexual. They just want the companionship. And many of these people that have posted on Craigslist, they are definitely exclusively looking for sex, but that's fine. They're still looking for their own version of love.
Dave, I like to think of this as our own version of the Zelman King's Red Shoe Diaries.
Well, that's a relatable reference. Sure. Go ahead.
Anybody who watched Skinamax in the 90s knows all about the Red Shoe Diaries. And this is just, it's an updated version, taken to the web. People living out their fantasies, telling us about moments that they had and encounters that they missed.
This was actually a bit more involved than just the passerby, because we have some of those that we'll share in just a moment. But this one's entitled Hippie Chick, which I think that most chicks that are hippiest like being referred to as hippie chicks, right?
You think?
No, not at all. Oh. You were my neighbor. You played tennis. You were inherently taken care of. We're artsy. Spent a lot of time in Hawaii, and we're both beautiful inside and in spirit.
Also, do you think hippie chicks play tennis? I would not describe somebody who plays tennis as a hippie chick.
We used to spend
Batman,
time
yes.
in each other's apartments, listening to music, sharing art, getting mellow, dancing and cuddling. You also, quote unquote, met my girlfriend once. Whoops. If you see this, let's reestablish and make that misconnection a thing of the past.
See, you said badminton. I'm even thinking like hacky sack.
Hacky sack.
A yo-yoing hippie chick.
Mm-hmm.
That stupid shuffling stuff.
Yeah. What?
Yeah,
that's not stupid.
That stuff's stupid.
And it's not hippie. That's like EDM druggy.
So
when somebody says that you're beautiful both inside and out, does anyone else's mind instantly go to that place where you're like, but this guy said you're both beautiful inside and in spirit, which... Not much
soul.
Innuendo there.
You've got a beautiful soul.
Your soul.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about your soul. The guy who helped me in my garage is the next one here.
Or is looking he talking for, about like soul? You have a beautiful soul of your foot?
Beautiful shoes. Mm-hmm. Looking for the guy who helped me in my garage. I am the 40, male, 6'2", masculine, good-looking guy. Just the normal dude next door type. Beard tattoos, rugby build. DD free.
What is drug and disease free.
And disease free, okay.
Oh, nice to know.
Or he's boob free.
I didn't know even though you were there, but you came in just at the right time. Never said your name, just stayed anonymous.
What?
Yeah, this guy just walked into his garage.
Just banged you.
That's it.
Out. Like, wow.
Man. That's insane. We're missing out.
What? And this guy really is into himself. I mean, 40, masculine. 6'2", masculine, good-looking guy next door type, beard, tattoos, rugby build. Like, come on, man.
That's fantasy.
Or maybe he's right. I mean, if dudes are just strolling into his garage and then leaving.
I mean,
didn't even
maybe
say
it's
your
like a
name.
No strings attached kind of thing.
Yeah, also,
sure
how
is.
Do you just like, I mean, is there a vibe that I just don't know? Like, somebody's just down with that? Like,
yes.
You're just
yes.
in my garage
yes.
working on
that,
something?
That is,
totally.
That is a thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You've missed so many opportunities.
But how
I can
do
imagine.
You know who to like just stroll up on?
You just know.
You do?
Next time we go out, I'll give you guys some cues and stuff. If we catch anybody, we can
is it
go to Home
soul
Depot.
That speaks through?
No, it's usually their foot tapping.
I've been working in my garage before with the garage door open on a hot summer day, and I've never had anybody randomly come in there. And
you have not been working in your garage ever.
Not.
I took the recycling out, Dave. That's working in the garage.
Hey, that smelly trash can really got me going. This one's entitled Uber Eats Red Basketball Shorts. You just delivered a burger to my house, answered the door, and you were in red basketball shorts and had a handsome face. Kept making eye contact with you. Hit me back for more details? Question mark. Mail here.
He just
also,
wanted himself a hooper.
What kind of monster right now is still making the drivers wait for you? Just like leave it on the doorstep. Let them go about their day.
Leave it on the doorstep.
You ever do that thing where you just like hide behind your door because you know they're out there and you really want to get your food, but you don't want to make contact, so you just sort of like awkwardly stand?
No, I just say, leave it on the steps.
Do you?
Here's the thing. A couple weeks ago, just take care of business, you know, mid-afternoon, as I do, and got a knock at the door.
Uh-huh.
And then they wouldn't go away. They knocked again.
While you're pooping and you're
finished? Oh, no, that time for taking care of business.
Oh, you were going to town on yourself.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, mid-afternoon.
Oh, what? It's some afternoon tonight. And
did Mahoney just share with us
the guy's
the time
like,
that he was
UPS.
Just taking care of himself on air?
And I had to like, then I realized what it was and it needed a signature, so I had to like.
You had to like tuck it?
Did you tuck?
Well,
did you tuck?
I didn't have pants on, so I had to like.
You didn't even wash your hands and you gave him that pin back?
Ah!
Oh, no. He had a penis pin? And his hands?
Oh, you got him pregnant.
You are a monster.
Oh, my God.
But those guys. I was just like, leave it on the door. I need a signature. Leave it on the door. I'm not wearing pants. And then if I'm being honest, I didn't have a shirt on.
Oh, my God. You were, wait.
Take your shirt off.
Hold on. You were going to town on yourself totally naked? This is so much weirder than any of these misconnections.
This is bad.
Do you get butt as naked?
It was hot that day.
It's the middle of the week and you're naked.
What if your wife came home?
She's at work.
It's Wankin' Wednesday, baby. Lady
she made me. She made me do it.
You were butt naked.
It was at her request.
Take care of yourself.
Because no. You know he does it on his computer. So he was butt naked on
actually,
his...
Actually, this was not on.
You use your phone this time.
I was in bed.
Oh, you're romancing yourself.
Taking a nap.
Oh, no.
Woke up when the mood struck.
Good morning to you, too, friend.
Next story. Anything's better than this.
I'm depressed now.
Let's.
I'm really sad.
I've lost a piece of myself today.
I need a serotonin boost.
This next one's entitled Tall Athletic Guy Carl's Jr. You are the tall little athletic guy who came in just before I was leaving. You didn't remember the code for the restroom, so I let you in. I wanted to talk with you more, but we kept getting interrupted. Tell me what you were wearing. You had a very specific color on, and say hi.
You know that. Nothing like that.
Mahoney, stop talking.
Nothing like the locked right Carl's now. Jr. bathroom love tryst.
I mean, that's what we need, the Humpty Dance part two.
This one's entitled...
Once got busy in a locked Carl's Jr. bathroom. Just has a ring to it.
Sure does.
Bars.
This one is entitled, Krista, Thanks for Curing Me. You got my blood pressure way down with your perfect bedside manner. It was touch and go there for a while. I'm still laughing at how silly and genuine you are. Thanks if you see this. I'm very confused. Was this like a... Did he go to like one of those dicey spas?
Oh, no. This was actually at a hospital.
Oh, it was. Oh.
I mean, if somebody saves your life, you know, the savior complex, there's something about somebody who's helping you recover. There's sexy stuff about that.
Looking for Carol is the title of this one. Looking for Carol that used to work at the Travel Lodge and then the Motel 6. Lost all contact numbers. Please get in touch with me.
Well, why don't you check the Super 8 in town?
She seems to have gone too far. She's kind of got a thing.
The Red Roof Inn. That's where Carol's at.
Is anyone else just ruined right now by Mahoney's story?
I can't focus. I'm like purposefully zoned out because I don't want to hear Mahoney talk again about penis pins and him being butt naked.
I'm going to double dose my meds today just because. I have to.
Can't handle it.
I'm so sad.
You ain't ready for this jelly either.
I am literally sweating.
No.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.